Welcome to this crossover episode with the TNT EdTech Podcast and Education Today. I'm your host, Scott Nunes. I want to start this episode by thanking you, the listeners. I really appreciate you tuning in, supporting the content here on both podcasts. It means the world to me and to Matthew Ketchum. We really appreciate it. We're in the thick of it with 2020, and just like many of you, we're growing tired. So we're working hard to bring you these educators. If you feel like you have a message that you would like to share with the other educators out there, head on over to flipgrid.com/Nunes, just like my last name, N-U-N-E-S, the number 12, and then the word days, plural, with an S at the end, and share your message, and you may find it featured right here. So head on over, do that right after you listen to this episode, and take care of yourself. Hang in there, and I'm hoping these pro tips will help you get through 2020 with a bang. Very Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there. I'm your host, Scott Nunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nunes Teach. And for this special Christmas episode, I have a fan of the podcasts, Andrea Sanchez Aguirre. You can find her on Twitter at Aguirre Learn, spelled A-G-U-I-R-R-E. And the word learned, and we connected initially through just Twitter and the Crazy PLN. You can tune in to that chat. It's 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturdays. So hashtag Crazy PLN. And in short, it goes by Crazy PLN because we are just crazy enthusiastic for education, helping each other, and it's a great PLN family to be a part of. So many great educators within that sphere. So check us out once again on Saturdays. That would be 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. So grab a cup of coffee, maybe some breakfast, and join us. Keeping it short and sweet on this holiday special, without further ado, here's Andrea.
Hi, my name is Andrea Sanchez Aguirre. I am a 6th grade dual language project-based learning facilitator and teacher in El Paso, Texas. We have had the honor of teaching virtually since the 13th of March of this past year in 2020. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to engage your students a little bit better in class. And it's all about having joy, grace, mercy, positive affirmations, and doing less. And you'll see how much more engaged they are in your class. Being joyful and having joyful contributions in your classroom, whether they be fun filters like this or music, has really helped with the students becoming more open and available to discuss things. They love to be silly. And so get them out of that comfort zone, and you'll see that they start putting on the camera and they want to really share a lot of information with you. Let them talk. You'll find out so much great information. Have grace with them and extend mercy when necessary. And you'll see that when they see somebody that cares about them, they really want to give you 100%. And make phone calls to parents. That has been such a life-saving tip. It doesn't matter what year of teaching. When I make those phone calls to the parents, and I make positive phone calls to those parents, they are flabbergasted usually. And I usually pick on the students that are struggling in class. And so when I dial out their number and I talk to the parents are grimacing, I'm sure, through the phone. And I tell them, hey, your student was amazing in class today. Did you know that they did X, Y, and Z? And I make it a point to observe really good behavior from them, even if it's something completely tiny. From that tiny positive reflection, it just grows. It's like a seed. It's amazing. It just starts growing and blossoming into something completely new. Don't forget those students that are doing really well in your class. Just because they're doing well doesn't mean that they're not struggling either. So give them some loving too, and you'll see that it just starts multiplying with your entire class. Less is more. Take off from your plate. Don't overburden yourself, and keep it really simple. Do the same applications over and over. Students really need a lot of repetition during this time. We are going through a collective traumatic situation in our world, and a brain that is going through trauma needs to feel comforted before they learn anything. And the way that you find comfort is by doing routine things. So don't think that it's actually boring for them. They like doing things routinely and in a set order. So don't switch things up too much. Carve out one-on-one time with your students and get to know them a little bit better and remember things about them, and they'll start listening more to you as well. And then greet all of your students. You'll see how much they love that when you're able to say hi to them, or just doing that one-on-one time with them has been a really amazing blessing with the students. I'm sure there's a lot of other wonderful advice. You'll find what works really well for you, and being yourself is really helpful during this time, but make sure that it includes a little bit of joy, a little bit of grace, a little bit of mercy, positivity, and kindness. And you'll see such an amazing turnaround in engagement in your classroom.
Andrea, thank you so much for contributing. And for our listeners, I want to make sure you follow Andrea on Twitter at AguirreLearns, spelled AGUIRRE, and the word learns. If you want to see a visual representation of this podcast, head on over to Flipgrid, and in your browser's address bar, type in flipgrid.com/noons, the number 12, and the word days. So noons, N-U-N-E-S, the numbers 1 and 2, and the letters D-A-Y-S. And please record a message yourself and share it out. And if you do, your video message may be shared out on the podcast as well. Once again, I'm Scott Noons, host of Education Today and the TNT EdTech Podcast with Matthew Ketchum. Have a great holiday, everyone.